Saturday Light Brigade. That was Cy Conn and his song, We Roll the Steel. And I have some wonderful people I'm surrounded by right now from Westmoreland Museum of American Art. And in just a moment, I'm going to introduce you to them so that you can meet them and learn about a great program that is available for you at Westmoreland Museum of American Art. And that will be coming up in just a moment as we explore Imagination Nation together, Studio Sundays.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pear Networks. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pair.com.
Well, let me introduce you to who is here. And I'm going to start with Judy Ross, who is on staff at Westmoreland Museum of American Art. Welcome, Judy.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having us here.
Well, thanks for coming in on Labor Day weekend. A lot of people may not realize that Westmoreland Museum of American Art is really known throughout the country, if not world, for its collection. This is not a sleepy little tiny regional museum that is a subset of a larger museum. This is an independent, freestanding museum with quite a legacy. Can you tell us just a little bit in general about the museum's history and its collection?
Oh, sure. Well, the museum was built as a museum. We're located right on Main Street, two blocks up from the courthouse. This year, we are 51 years old, so we opened to the public in 1959. Greensburg, a woman Mary by the name of Mary Marchant Woods, left money for a museum to be built for the people of Greensburg and southwestern Pennsylvania. But there was one unusual aspect to that, is she didn't have a collection. So the museum started building its collection from scratch. The original director and trustees decided to focus on collecting American art. It was affordable at that time. So we've grown. We've, through the generosity of many, many people, we have a wonderful collection. We have a regional collection. We are the repository for art of southwestern Pennsylvania by southwestern Pennsylvania artists, as well as having a wonderful national collection, which features artists such as Mary Cassatt, John Singer Sargent. We have a beautiful landscape window by Lewis Comfort Tiffany. We also do 3 to 4 changing exhibitions each year.
Well, what a terrific opportunity for people. You might already live in the area, but if you don't, you might be listening in Clarion or Indiana or Mercer County this morning, or in the Pittsburgh area too. You can just take a trip out to Greensburg and see this terrific museum.
Very easy to find us.
Now, there's a program called Imagination.
Yes.
Imagination. Two words, have to be careful to get that right. That's a nice name. Studio Sundays at the museum. And these are free themed art activities to help teach kids of all ages about art and to create projects in the studio of the museum. And when did you decide to do this? Is this new for this year?
It is. It's a brand new program. We've offered, we do the traditional art classes. We do weeks of summer art camp during the summer. But this was a new program that we wanted to every Sunday have a time that families can just drop in and do an art project. And they're free. Through the generosity of People's Natural Gas, we're able to offer this program and offer some other upcoming family programs in addition to being able to publish a book for children on American art.
And I mentioned before there were two people here that I was going to introduce you to, and I've been saving Kirsten Testa for a second here, and here she is. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Kirsten's 10 and in fifth grade at Jeanette McKee Elementary School. I understand you've done a lot of the art activities. Tell me, before we talk about these specific things, what kinds of art do you like to make?
I like to draw and sketch people, and sometimes I draw landscapes, and very rarely I like to paint.
Do you remember when you first realized how much you like art?
I can't remember.
And what are some of the classes that you've taken as part of Imagination?
I've done lots of the summer camps, and I've done the second Saturdays, and I'm going to be doing the Sundays.
Cool. And this Sunday program, September, October, November, and December, and we'll go over some of the themes in a few moments. You've got chances in school, I'm sure, and probably at home, to do work with art and art materials. What's different about working with the museum or inside of the museum?
When you work with the museum, they give you stuff to work with, and it's kind of easier because then you don't really have to go searching for those items, and you don't really have to do all that hard work, and they supply you with lots of materials to make colorful art.
So it would be kind of like if you were cooking at home. If you wanted to make a recipe, you would have to go out to the store and get all of these things and make sure you had the right amount of everything. But wouldn't it be cool to, you know, to cook, to, you know, just show up and there the kitchen, everything would be stacked up. You'd have this and that, and it's all ready and the right dishes. It sounds like at the museum classes, all those materials are laid out so you can focus on the act of actually making the art rather than all the dirty work of having to get everything together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really neat. How about the people that are there in addition to the materials?
Well, the people that are there, they help you if you need if you have a question about what to do. And they don't, like, just say, well, you figure it out on your own. Like, it's your artwork, do whatever you want. But sometimes they say to do whatever you want, but very rarely.
So they actually seem to care about your development, mm-hmm, as an artist. Have you developed any special relationships with any of the artists there that you really, not to single any out, but are there some you've worked with multiple times?
Miss Katie Bernard, that works there, and she does not no longer work there anymore.
Katie recently has left the museum to be an art teacher in the Mount Lebanon School District, and we're going to miss her terribly, and this was her concept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Kirsten's referring to.
And are there some others, too, people that you've enjoyed?
There's Miss Allison. She also works there, and she worked on the last summer camp. And I think that summer camp was, I can't remember the theme of it, but we had a lot of fun.
You mentioned before some of the techniques you like to do. What are the subjects that you like to sketch and draw?
People, maybe sometimes people fighting, because I love Star Wars and I draw them fighting with lightsabers.
That's cool. That's got to be. Have you ever thought about like drawing a comic book or like making a graphic novel?
Yeah, I have, but I kind of quit because it was all that hard work, and you had to write and draw the boxes, and then you had to make more of that.
Yeah, you really have to focus on just one thing for a while. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
And is there anybody you'd like to say hi to while you're on the radio on six different radio stations and online with thousands of people listening?
I'd like to say hi to my grandma at home, and I'd also like to say hi to all the teachers and students at Jeanette McKee Elementary.
That's the voice of Kirsten Testa, who is 10 and has been participating in lots of the art activities at Westmoreland Museum of American Art, and who will be participating in Imagination Nation Studio Sundays. And here, too, is Judy Ross. And these special days are going to be starting very soon. And let's go through what some of the themes are.
Well, thanks, Larry. Yes, Imagination Studio Sundays begins tomorrow, Sunday, and will be offered every Sunday from 12 to 3. Families can just drop in at any point between 12 and 3. There's going to be themes each month. But, Larry, each week is a different lesson. So it's, you know, you can come back every single week if you want to and do a different project.
So every Sunday from noon to 3, and I know the first in September, it's Stories and Art.
Stories and Art. And I had an opportunity to talk with the teacher who will be conducting those studios. And Stories and Art, she said, is really giving her a wonderful opportunity to, because stories are the way that so much art is made. Some of the things she's going to do is she's going to do a lesson based on American artist Jacob Lawrence, whose artwork depicted historical events and told the stories and heritage of African Americans. She's also going to have 1 week where the kids are going to learn about the Sioux Native American tradition and make Sioux storytelling sticks out of recycled CDs. She has a lesson about our Tiffany window, our Lynch Tiffany window that was commissioned for a house in Greensburg and tells a history of our region, as well as she wants to pay tribute to Dr. Seuss and his book My Many Colored Days for one of the lessons this month. In October, we're going to be doing Discover Nature in Art. November sounds very cool. Bold shapes, bright colors, and squiggly lines. And then in December, the theme is inspired by sculpture. And Larry, these studios will continue throughout the year. We just have these themes set up through the end of this year.
So every Sunday, free of charge.
Free of charge.
And is there an age range?
You know what we're saying? For kids of any age, we find the little ones may need some, you know, help from their favorite adult or whomever brought them to the museum, but we didn't want to put an age restriction on it, so just come to the museum and have some fun.
And do you need to make a reservation ahead of time?
Not at all. Just simply drop in. The studio doors will be open. So even our visitors who may not have kids with them will be able to see what's going on and enjoy seeing the art being made by the kids.
Well, it sounds so easy. Kirsten, when you've gone, have you typically gone with friends, or do you go alone when you've participated in some of the activities at the museum?
I usually go alone, but sometimes my friends are there, which makes it more fun because you can meet them there and see who's there. And if they're there, you can have a good time with them.
And have you ever gone there not knowing anybody and you end up making new friends?
Yeah.
That's nice because you automatically know you have something in common. That's what's good about a community common unity. A community facility is it brings people together that have similar feelings or like similar things. So that is pretty cool. Is there anything else, Kirsten, that you'd like to mention about your experiences there or just in general?
Well, I learned a lot of things there, like how to draw with watercolor and how I draw with the coal. And there's a lot of different lessons about mixing and other stuff. And the one time I made a sailboat.
What did you make?
A sailboat.
How did you make that?
Well, they had wood pieces cut out for us, and we were going around the museum looking at toy exhibits. And at the end, we got to use markers, and we colored onto the sailboat, which was just made out of wood and had a paper sail.
Gosh, that sounds really, really cool. And I'm sure you're looking forward to this Sunday program that's starting up. And let me ask the same of you, Judy Ross. And that was, by the way, Kirsten Testa, who is at Jeanette McKee's Elementary School in 10 in the fifth grade. Anything else you'd like to mention, Judy, about activities as part of Imagine Nation Studio Sundays?
Well, Imagination, what we say at the Westmoreland is we're calling it our new way to experience and discover American art. And in the fall, we also offer Second Saturday Studios for different age groups. We do a class called Imagine With Me, which is for preschool and kindergarten children and their favorite adult. And that includes, there's lessons planned. They have a tour of the museum. And then we also do Be an Artist for ages 7 to 9. But really the most exciting thing that we're working on right now is we are going to be publishing a children's book called Imagine American Art. And I brought a copy with me, even though I know we're on the radio, Larry. But we're really excited. It was written by our former director of education, Katie Barnard. And it's based on our collection. It's based on still life, portraits, and landscapes. And the cool thing about this is there's activities. It's not just a book that you read, but there's actually activities the kids can do once they learn about portraits. They can draw a portrait. And we're featuring the artwork of our own students like Kirsten, who have been into the museum. Their actual artwork will be featured in the book.
Oh, what a beautiful book.
It's section terrific. On landscape features our Lynch Tiffany window, talks about how layering colors and mixing colors, and then comes with the gels that kids will cut out at home, place on a window, and learn how when they overlay yellow onto blue, they get green. There's also a section on still life. And this is really cool. There's like almost like a color forms page where they'll be able to actually peel off fruit. Or actually, we did a theme of a cafeteria lunch, and there's a lunch table, and they can create their own still life by laying the objects on the table and seeing how that's made.
What a neat thing. And when will this book, I know you've got a prototype copy here, I think.
I do. It is a prototype.
It looks, here, I'll grab it from you. What a cool book. Is any of your work in here, Kirsten?
It probably will be. I'm pretty sure it is. We're in the final stages. We hope to have it available for sale. It's going to be $17.95 by the holidays. So that's really, you know, Katie was looking for books on American art for children, and she just wasn't finding them. So in typical Westmoreland style, we just say, okay, we're going to do it ourselves.
I see a lot of things, okay? And let me tell you, this is really a cool book. What a good idea. And I imagine you can learn more if you go to W Museum, AA. That's easy, right? WMuseumAA.org and sort of keep track of the book. There's basic principles, data, information, kids' art, also scenes of art done by adults, including some really classic regional paintings. There's frames that you could draw within too.
That's when you can draw a portrait of your favorite person, or maybe do a self portrait.
And I like the color form, so I can take this banana right here, and I can put it anywhere I want to, even outside of the book if I choose to.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. Well, thank you, both of you. for being here. You can get more information about Westmoreland Museum of American Art at 724-837-1500.
Larry, I also wanted to mention that Imagination, we have an Imagination Club.
Oh.
And Kirsten is a charter member, and we have activities throughout the year for Imagination Club members. We will have a Arts Alive Family Day on October 23rd, which is a free activity from 11 to 3. We're celebrating National Arts and Humanities Month during October. So you can come to the museum and join Imagination Club. We're working on a newsletter, things that'll be just for the kids that are part of that club.
Well, congratulations, so, Kirsten. You've got a lot of work to do here.
She's been taking classes at – I went back and looked at the museum since she was – I believe she was 6.
Wow.
So she's one of our star – she's one of our success stories. And Kirsten – I know when you talk to people about the Westmoreland, whose museum is it?
It's pretty much everybody's.
And you think it's your museum, which it is, and that's what we really want mm-hmm. people to know. It's we take care of the artwork for everyone, but this is your museum, and we're glad to have owners like Kirsten coming and helping us.
Well, thank you both for joining us, and keep us posted as things develop.
We will. Thank you very much, Larry.